100.3 Waterloo Radio.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
In those cases.
Oh, yeah. And it hung me up.
See the red button? Totally hung you up, man. Oh, jeez. Welcome. This is the battle portion of the Mono A Mono Show. I'm DJ Adrock.
And I'm DJ Steel.
Thanks for joining us tonight. We are broadcasting to you live from 108 King Street North in beautiful, scenic, snowy, cold Waterloo, Ontario, Canada.
Yeah, you know
what
was weird?
Thank you for joining us. That when I was taking my dog for a walk this morning, my eyelashes stuck together.
Yeah, no.
I thought that was weird, too.
Mm-hmm. But also, when I was driving home from Cambridge today, Cambridge was absolutely fine.
Mm-hmm.
No snow. Roads were fine.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, the 86 was fine.
I'm listening.
As soon as you hit Waterloo, and it was right at the sign. The sign was covered in snow, and the road after that was covered in snow, but nothing before. And it was slippery, so the people started slowing down, and I started slowing down. Pulled off, and it was a blizzard only in Waterloo.
Crazy.
Starting at the sign.
That's weird, but what I heard is that, yeah, there was this massive, that from phone calls that were made at my place of employment today.
Yeah.
A lot of people were saying that there's this massive storm that was just slowly moving across.
So Kitchener and Cambridge might have gotten it.
Yeah, I imagine it was just all I imagined in my mind when I was hearing about it is this a wall of snow and just moving slowly forward until.
You know what? I've heard of those before.
Yeah. Snow walls?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. They're scary. But, anyways, so we came in today and we had a show all prepared. We had a battle. We had a theme. Everything was good to go. And then, my lady Fox is in Korea right now. Right?
Wow. And North or South?
She's in South.
Okay.
Yeah. In Busan, to be precise. If anyone in Busan is listening, you can find the Lady Fox. She'll be the one listening to the Mono A Mono show.
Ah, okay.
Anyways, she's feeling a little under the weather, and so she was sleeping, but she said, hey, give me a call when your show starts so I don't miss it, and so you can wake me up.
Yeah.
Kind of like George Michael said to the other guy in Wham once... When they got up, and he said, "Wake me up before you go." And that's what she said to me earlier in the day.
Oh, right.
So you were here when I called her.
That's right.
To wake her up, and so I was like, "Wait a second. Why don't we just change things up on the fly and do a battle of songs to wake up to? Like, what songs do you like to put on when you wake up in the morning, or what songs get the blood pumping? Getting your groove on, get you ready to start your day,
or sometimes
get that first cup of Java and just get going.
It could be the other way too, if you want to sleep in the first songs that you want to wake up to, like on the weekend or something.
Yeah, like if there's songs that, you know, just slowly.
Because that's what I was thinking of initially.
Slowly gets you out of sleep. You're like, oh, yeah.
Any song to wake up to in the morning.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Hey, if you like your thrash metal in the morning to get you up and that's what does the trick for you, so be it. That's your prerogative.
Especially if you work at the foundry.
Yeah, where they produce copious amounts of metal.
To build lights.
Molten metal. Oh, yeah. Wait a second. No, we don't have the other lights on yet. Yeah. Oh, thank you for putting the fan on. I was getting a little stuffy in here.
So that's the theme. So what we do here on the Mono A Mono Show is we each choose four songs based upon those selections. We duke it out back and forth, and then you, the Mono Amigos, can go to www.com. monoamonoradio.com and vote for which DJ's selections you like better.
That's right. Or if you similarly want to go to monoamono.com and just tell us what songs you like to wake up to.
That's right.
And then we'll play them for
that
you.
That is right.
Because we like to please our listeners.
I really don't want to go first, so let's rock, scissor, paper it up to see who goes first.
Okay.
All right. One, two, three, roar!
Oh, damn it. Did you say you didn't want to go first?
Yeah.
Then go first, sucker!
Oh, man!
You didn't see that coming.
Oh, man!
Hey, Mikey, he likes it.
All right. I'm going to go with a song.
I got you good.
Yeah. Frig.
Frig is right.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with the song that I like to listen to in the morning. You know, it's a slower one, but it's a gooder one. And it's originally off his Morning Orbit album. Morning Orbit album. I'm talking about David Usher with his song Alone in the Universe. Here it is on 100.3. Mono a Mono.
Jamie's on the bathroom floor, she don't know why. She's shaking underneath the sink, can feel a thing. She loved to live a life, she's too afraid of failure. With all the voices in her head, now what was that? I thought I heard you scream. I know you can feel it, you're already there. Asleep underwater, just screaming for air. Freaks and creatures, wake up, I can almost see the light. I think we're alone here, you and I. I think we're alone, left wondering why. I think we're alone here, you and I. I think we're alone in the universe tonight. Everything. He's traded all his life away. He can't escape, we're all infected now. I know you can feel it, you're already there. Asleep underwater, just screaming for air. I know you can feel it, you're already. Don't you know we're freaks and creatures? Wake up, I can almost see the light. Wake up, I can almost see the light. I think we're alone here, you and I. I think we're alone, left wondering why. I think we're alone here, you and I. I think we're alone in the universe tonight.
All right, there it is, some David Usher. Originally off his Morning Orbit album, that was Alone in the Universe, right there.
Nice. Man. That was very, I liked that. It was very melodic, and yeah, you're right. A song to ease you out of sleep.
Yeah.
And into your day.
Almost when I listen to that, it makes me feel like I'm in a Folgers commercial or something, and I just want to have a cup of coffee in my hand. Looking out at the sunrise or something.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that feeling too. Or, you know, like you could also, I could also see myself listening to that song at nighttime, if you're outside and like laying down in the long grass and looking up at the stars, because it says about being alone in the universe tonight.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know about you, but if you've ever done that and laid and looked up at the stars, you feel really, really, really small.
Wow. Yeah.
And alone in the universe tonight.
It kind of fits with that song too.
That's right.
Yeah. See, okay. I didn't think of it that. I just immediately thought of it would be a good going to bedtime or looking at the stars song. But
yeah. But no, it works both
ways. You put
ways.
Me right on the spot, so that was the first one. And I also had the morning orbit tie-in, too.
That's
morning.
Unbelievable that on like right on the spot when I was like, hey, let's change the theme right now. And you just, not only did you come up with a great song, but had like a
tie-in?
Couple different tie-ins. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned it right before the theme music hit, so yeah. I did have a little bit of time to
but
do
not
it.
Much.
No, but
that extensive catalog of music that's in your head, that's what was,
yeah,
you know.
But right now that's the only song I have, so.
Okay, well, good luck to you, sir.
I gotta keep working, yeah.
All right. Well, I'll go into my song. And this one, kind of symbolically, like through the lyrics, kind of suggests waking up.
Okay.
But also the feeling of the song is very light and you know, just it's a nice, quiet, wake up to the day sort of song.
I have no idea what song you're talking about.
Well, the song I'm talking about is quite a popular one. It's by the Beatles.
Okay, yeah, I know them.
It's called Here Comes the Sun.
Oh, yeah, that is a popular song. Yeah.
Because that's what happens in morning.
In the morning, when
in
you
the morning,
wake up.
The sun, like, you could wake up a little bit too early, and then you put this song on because when the sun rises, here comes the sun.
Yeah, or
it's,
you know
it's
what?
Inevitable.
Sometimes when the sun comes,
yeah,
that wakes you up.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, here comes the sun.
Levels.
Do 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 do.
Levels.
Then it just wakes you up. Yeah.
That's right.
It's like an onion. You just got to peel away the layers when you and that's what this the Mono a Mono show is all about. We're all about educating you and to find music and great taste in music, but also how it applies to day to day life.
Yeah,
you know, and seeing the meaning behind the music.
Yeah,
because you know the music is bigger than you and me.
Okay, well let's do this.
All right, so here we go. This is Here Comes the Sun, here on the Mono a Mono show. On 100.3, SaliFM!
All right, there you have it. The Beatles with their song, Here Comes the Sun, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
And if you out there, Mono Amigos, are wondering why it was so crackly and whatnot, it's because I played it off of my vinyl copy of Abbey Road.
Yeah, that looks old. That must be an original.
Yep, it is. I found it at a garage sale a couple years ago. I made a lucky find, and I'm quite happy with my purchase, but you get the snap, crackles, and pops get with the vinyl. Yep. And as everybody knows, that was one of George Harrison's more notable contributions to the Beatles and whatnot.
So do you think the Paul McCartney that's around now is the same Paul McCartney?
Yeah, who else would he be?
Well, you haven't heard that, like, all the conspiracies about how Paul McCartney's been replaced?
By a robot?
No, by...
by a McCartney
I don't know,
bot?
There's a bunch bot. Of... Well, there's a bunch of different theories.
Okay.
They say his face structure has changed, his ears kind of have changed.
It's called plastic surgery.
There's YouTube videos about it, and they're saying that he was replaced by... Shoot, what's the album with a bunch of extras on the cover?
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band?
Could be. I don't know. But anyways, they're thinking that he was replaced with one of the extras from there.
Really?
Even when Paul McCartney was on the Letterman show, David Letterman asked him if it was really him.
And what did Paul McCartney say?
He said, yeah.
And then did he...
There were jokes about it. I don't remember exactly. It was a while ago. But yeah. It's a real thing. You gotta Google it. I'll put it up on my blog. I'll find someone.
Do
put
it.
It up
yeah,
there.
You should write a blog entry about the conspiracy about whether Paul McCartney is real or not.
Well, I'll post the videos. There's a bunch of them out there that will cover the conspiracies a lot better than I could. So I'll just post them up there and people can check them out.
But you need
monoamonoradio.com.
But you need to also
weigh in on it.
Exactly. Weigh in on the debate and what your take is, because a lot of people out there read your blog to. For your honest opinion in the musical community.
Oh well, okay. I'll see what I can do.
Trust me, I know I'm a heavyweight in the musical community, and I know that a lot of people read your stuff.
I thought it was just the Mono Amigos.
No, not just them.
Wow.
But the Mono Amigos, because they listen to our show, obviously have impeccable taste in music, and so they are typically heavyweights also in the musical community.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how that works.
Wow. Well, you know what? My next song, when you played Here Comes the Sun,
yeah,
it made me think of like a new sun rising each day.
Like,
even though it's not, but it's like a new sun coming up every day.
Okay, yeah.
And which made me think of the song, and this is a twofer here. The song
Another
is
one?
Like a double tie-in.
Yeah, that's what that would be your second one. In two songs, you'd be two for two with double tie-ins.
Why? What was my double tie-in in the first one?
Well, that it was...
Morning Orbit.
Right? And it was a song to wake up to in the morning.
Oh, okay. Well, this one's got two right in the name. So the song is New Rising Sun by the band The Waking Eyes.
Oh, there
get
you
it?
Go.
Get it? Because your eyes have got to wake up in the morning.
They sure do. And sometimes mine have a tough time doing just that.
Yeah, mine
it sounds
too.
Like a simple task, but it can be a challenge sometimes.
What's crazy, too, is...
Tell me.
Minutes go by so quickly.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, you hit the snooze or something like that, or you just wake up and you look at the clock and you're like, oh, good, there's still another hour before I got to get up. You close your eyes, and it's that time immediately.
Yeah.
It's like someone went in and changed the damn clock.
Yeah. Well, if for those of you out there who have problems with your sleep, you should go to your doctor and ask to be sent to, like, a sleep lab.
Yeah, you know what? I hear there's a really good sleep lab in town.
Yeah.
I can't think of what it's called. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
I think so. There's two in town, but I think the far superior one is the KW Sleep Lab.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
And I believe you can access any information about that lab by going to www.accqsleeplabs.com.
Yeah. You know what? I used to have a sleep apnea, and I went there, and I'm like, I can fall asleep right now if I need to. Which is not necessarily a good thing, but I'm just saying, if I just... gear down for sleep, I can fall asleep at bedtime.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear
they
that.
They helped big time. So, I'm going to get
You're like a walking testimonial.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
I'm going to get
maybe
to my
next song,
though.
I should check that place
you
out.
You should. Here's the Waking Eyes with their song New Rising Sun, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono! There you have it, the Waking Eyes with their song New Rising Sun right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
Now, you were speaking earlier about those days when you wake up an hour before your alarm's set to go off and you're like, oh, good, I don't have to get up yet.
That's right.
Or some days when you're just hitting that snooze button because, you know, you just don't want to get up.
Yeah.
Well,
happens to me every time I have to get up.
I have a song just perfect for those occasions.
For every day.
For every day, if that's how you are every day.
All right.
And this will be your new theme song in the morning.
Okay.
See,
This is also a helpful exercise, not only for the both of us, but for our listeners, too, to expose each other.
Self-help.
To,
yeah.
Like how you did earlier in the show. You started taking your pants off. You exposed yourself to me, but exposing each other also to songs that we can then employ in our day-to-day lives for waking up.
Yeah.
Or in this case, for not waking up.
Yeah.
So the song I'm going to play is I Don't Want to Get Up.
Oh, okay.
It's by Ivy Levan.
Ah.
I think I'm saying that right. Yeah. So this song was actually... So how we came up with the theme...
I know her. She's from Austin, Texas, isn't she?
No, she's from Arkansas.
Oh, I thought... Okay, must be thinking of someone else.
Close. But
they're in the same state.
What?
I don't know. Frig you, Americans.
You are American.
What?
Isn't any of your... Like, your whole family down there must be listening, so you're probably, you know, pissing them all off.
No, they're out fighting the war.
What war? The war on drugs? The war on terror?
The war on terror.
Anyways, this theme was inspired by the Lady Fox, and this song was given to me by the Lady Fox.
Oh, nice.
So there we go. Double tie-in there.
Yeah.
All right. So, here we go. So, and actually, last weekend, I had a moment like this where I went out with DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Yeah.
And DJ Higgs. I don't know what his name is. DJ Duck?
Hillside Higgside.
Went out with the two of those guys, and then the next day, I didn't want to get up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know?
Yeah, when you stay up really late, you don't want to get up in the morning.
That's right.
Because I believe you should get about 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, that's what...
Nightly.
Isn't that what you were taught at the KW Sleep Lab?
Yep, that's what they taught me. And to put my devices away at least an hour before bedtime.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Like, you should be doing that. Maybe I should start doing that, too. All right, here we go. This is Ivy Levan. I don't want to wake up. I said I don't want to get up before. I don't want to wake up. Here on 100.3, Mono a Mono!
Not today. No, no, no. Now I'm fucked up. I got hell to pay.
right, there it
there
is.
You go.
So Ivy Levine with Levan with I Don't Want to Wake Up.
You got a little nervous when it got quiet there, but I was like, no, 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 let her do her thing.
I know.
Let her do her thing, homeboy.
Hombre.
Hombre. Amigo. Get it? Amigo?
Yeah.
All right, we've reached the halfway point of the Mono a Mono show. Why don't you, DJ Steele, give us a recap?
A recap. So, I, DJ Steele, have played David Usher's Alone in the Universe from his album Morning Orbit, as well as The Waking Eyes' New Rising Sun.
Ah, mm-hmm.
And
I remember
DJ,
when you played those songs.
Yeah, DJ Adrock played The Beatles' Here Comes the Sun, and Ivy Levan, I Don't Want to Wake Up.
There you go.
Now, we were, I don't know if you remember this, but a while ago,
uh-huh.
when you were living in my basement.
Yes.
I was showing you my alarm wake up sound.
Yeah.
This isn't one of my songs. I just want to get it. Get into
throw it,
it
in
now.
There because it's only like a minute and a half long.
Yeah,
it?
Well, some people. What's neat about the BlackBerry, and I'm talking some mobile devices here. Maybe some Androids have this too, and maybe people can let me know. I don't know. But the BlackBerry, you can select songs on your BlackBerry to be your alarm for certain things,
that's
and
right.
you can change it up.
Mm-hmm.
On certain devices, such as the iPhone, you cannot do that.
Really?
You can only choose from the set ones, and possibly you can buy more, but no, you can't choose songs from your music library to be alarm songs.
That's stupid.
I know.
You'd think that'd be something easy to do.
I know. Huh. Especially because an iPhone is supposed to be like the thing for music.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Or like an iPod or whatever. But.
Yeah.
Weird. But when I had a BlackBerry, not that I'm using an iPhone now, I'm just saying when I had a BlackBerry,
mm-hmm.
I had a certain alarm, and I thought it was a perfect one.
I hope in 18 days, 17 almost, that, 7 days, 1 week from tomorrow, I hope they don't change that with the release of their BlackBerry 10 devices.
Yeah, good call.
But and to further to this point, Steele kindly gave me a mini SD card for my BlackBerry at the time, which had his old songs on it and whatnot. And he suggested this song to me as my
right.
alarm. And the first time I used it, I slept through my alarm.
Well, it's helpful with that too, but
but the message that
that
it sends
after all this endorsement, I think Rim should sponsor the Mono a Mono show.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's approach. What's the new guy's name? Gunther.
I don't know. Tornston. But you know what I just thought of, which is an uncanny
comparison.
No, when two things happen, that
coincidence.
Coincidence. That's the word. Even before Rim started, maybe as it was starting,
yeah.
we started a basketball team at the University of Waterloo called Rim Job.
That's right.
Huh?
That's foresight right there.
That is.
Until certain members joined your team, Rim Job, and you were no longer allowed to be called Rim Job.
Yeah, because they said it was something dirty.
Yeah.
Like, we're just
promoting a company,
local business,
yeah,
what
that
the
at the
heck?
Time was just growing,
what
and they the made heck? Us made it made us change it to Hoop Occupation,
yeah. So,
and unfortunately, there's no local business called Hoop Occupation,
no,
or Hoop. There might be,
there could be, who knows? But this was what my alarm was here, so I'm gonna cue this up here. Here's my alarm. When you wake up.
Yeah, not effective.
You don't think so?
Go back to sleep.
Like, I'm sure that part isn't, but right here, drums and everything start. How do you sleep through that? And then
it's
this lady
quiet.
Starts singing.
It was too quiet for me.
All right.
It would even play over and over again, and I just kept sleeping through it.
I thought it was a good one.
And then eventually I was like, what is that? And I was like, oh.
What is that ambient background music?
I'm late for work.
Well, okay. For my three-quarter poll.
Yes. Okay. Oh, wow. This is a long, drawn-out story.
I'm going with Sister Awake.
Oh. There you go.
By the Tea Party.
Yeah.
Now, it's a good song. I think it fits with the theme, but they screwed us over on the interview.
Yeah, they did.
Those bastards.
Well, you shouldn't talk bad about them on the air.
No, you know what? I like their bass player. He's super nice.
Well, it wasn't even the band who screwed it up. It was their management or their PR company or whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, they still have good music. So here it is. The Tea Party with their song Sister Awake right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
Above the taste.
Yeah, it's good how things can work out that way.
Yeah.
Our
air drumming coincided with
their
drumming stopping with the near of the end of the song.
Yeah, they stopped their drumming when we were tired of air drumming.
And when we were ready to come back in.
Yeah.
With 20 seconds left.
It just worked perfectly.
Yeah. And,
all right, you're listening to the Mono A Mono show here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono!
That
was the three-quarter pull.
That was your three-quarter pull. Yeah. No, I was going to say we're doing the wake-up battle.
That's right.
That's what it is here on the Mono A Mono show.
Songs
that you want to wake up to in the morning or that you want to play in the morning, either whether you want to wake up or don't.
That one, you know,
all sorts of things.
For waking up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
starts off nice and grooves you in, builds up, and then you just get awake where it's like, and it's like, I want to brush my teeth and go to work.
Yeah, and it goes,
yeah.
I know, because I was air drumming.
I know. Yeah. I gotta say, if the Tea Party ever need a new drummer, like if Jeff Burrows quits, they got one right here.
Both of us.
They may need both of us to replace him.
We could be like Caribou.
You know what?
And have two drummers.
Jeff Burrows?
Yeah.
The drummer of Tea Party also is a radio DJ.
Get out of the town.
No.
Maybe we should have him on the show. What is he a DJ? What is he a radio?
I don't know. Something in Windsor, I believe. He stopped doing that, or maybe he took a break from it to be in Crash Karma.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tea Party got back together, and he's been doing stuff with them. I don't know if he's still on the radio, but for a while he was a radio DJ. I believe it was in Windsor.
We should reach out to him.
Yeah,
because he understands our plight as radio DJs. That plight being obviously to entertain the masses.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully if his management doesn't get in the way.
Well, even still, like, we don't have to go through them. We can just say, hey,
you're
also a DJ similar to us.
What
do you want to come on the show with us?
What frequency do you guys broadcast from? How strong is that?
That's 100 point. Would I be able to reach that in Windsor?
Toronto? Okay.
No?
Well, maybe you guys aren't big enough for us.
I have to use the internet.
Not big enough.
Yeah, do you know how many downloads a week we get on our podcast?
We get like 50. Come on now.
Yeah. And then every month or so, it reaches up to like 200.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Depending on the band we put in, the tags we put in it, because sometimes if we just put popular words in there, people search us and download it by accident.
Yeah, like, for some reason, when you put twink in there, it went nuts.
But we didn't know. That was hilarious. Because we had no idea. I had no idea that was a word for a gay person. A homosexual.
Oh, I still didn't know that.
Yes, you did.
No, you had told me before that it meant something sexual, but I didn't know that. I didn't remember what it meant.
Oh, yeah, like, because I was trying to find out information on them, and it's a good thing I didn't do that on a work computer or something. Man.
Adam searching twink again.
I would have been like DJ Doormat. Remember the song that Sean Steins wrote? Matt's reading gay porn?
Oh. Which... if that's what you like, is totally not a bad thing.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's just that our friend wrote a song about DJ Doormat doing that such activity.
Yeah.
Because that's what he was into at the time.
Yeah. So all right, anyways. So what's your three-quarter pull song?
Okay, so... just before the sun comes up, you're like, oh, here comes the sun. And then you're like, oh man, I don't want to wake up. But then your room is filled with daylight.
Yeah.
At which point it's very hard to stay awake. Unless you have one
asleep.
Of those.
It's very hard to stay asleep.
That's what I said.
The proof is in the podcasting.
If the podcast fits, you must acquit. No, I believe you that I misspoke. Sorry, it's hard to stay asleep.
Right.
When your room is filled with daylight.
Yeah.
And so for my three or three-quarter pole song, I chose a song called Daylight.
Oh, nice.
And it's by a duo, and I believe they're also a couple, called Matt and Kim.
Oh, okay.
From New York City.
DJ Doormat? Oh, no.
It may be him, with his little bit on the side. I don't know.
I don't know.
He never... Never mind.
I was thinking something too, but I thought, no, I better not.
Anyways, okay, enough of the chit-chat. Here we go. This is Daylight by Matt and Kim from their album Grand here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
Some Matt and Kim with their song Daylight right here on the Wake Up Battle.
On the Mono a Mono show.
Yeah, the morning wake up battle.
And there's also a line in that song, in the which is appropriate for some people when they get up in the morning. In the daylight, I don't pick up my phone.
That's right.
I want to pick up my phone first thing in the morning.
They're getting ready for stuff, yeah.
Oomph that.
Yeah, unless you're an occasional teacher. Then you need to in order to get the work.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can't identify with it, but I can understand.
No, me neither. I just thought of that off the top of my head.
Yeah, because you can sympathize with those people, with those folk.
Yeah. So, okay, we got to move right along because Bad Guy Radio is coming up at 10.
Yeah.
So let's open the vault here.
And by my count, it's 9:47.
You were counting this whole time?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
How do you think we're always so accurate?
It is now time for the Knockout Punch!
Access granted.
Nice. I liked how you stopped the music there, too, just to emphasize it.
Hey, I'm all about the production quality here.
Nice. All right.
That's why I feel that I should be a good choice for the DJ Ad Rock Memorial Trophy for Exceptional DJing.
Yeah, I.
You That's know what? I'm going to submit myself as a candidate.
Nice. And you're doing the voting, too. You're part of the voting process.
Sounds like it's signed, sealed, and delivered.
If you don't win, man, that's going to be...
Hey, at the end of the day, the award's named in an honorarium of my imminent death. So... You know, every time it gets handed out, it's like I'm winning.
Yeah. For the first time.
I'm always winning, just like Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Winning. All right.
All right, let's do this.
We're probably going to have to go back to back here.
We will.
So I'm going to introduce mine first because I'm doing it up first.
Right.
An interesting thing. So next week on the Mono a Mono show, we're going to be airing episode one of The Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff.
And this will be the full
episode,
whereas before we played the preview and the promo.
Which is only half of the episode.
That's right. So,
and a lot of people were saying, man, I don't quite understand what's going on, but it's intriguing.
Yes.
And... questions get revealed by the end of episode one.
They get answered.
Yeah. So that's all coming up next week, mm-hmm. which is going to... Ah, I can't wait for it. And so much so that there's one scene in it
mm-hmm.
where he's got to wake up the next morning. And we were talking about alarms and things like that.
This is a good tune.
And...
I mean, I imagine this is probably a good tune since you just came up with it.
Well, you know what I'm talking about because
it's in the promo,
yeah.
Right. Yes, this is a good tune. I go back on that statement.
So, and he's shutting off the alarm, and then this song comes on, and he's late for work.
Yep.
Great song here. This is by Limlifter. We were talking about them. They're playing a show in Waterloo coming up. My Knockout Punch is going to be Limlifter's track, Wake Up to the Sun. Off their Balaclava album.
And my Knockout Punch is going to be the song that, like, as Steele alluded to earlier, with a BlackBerry, which is what I have, you can set a song to be your alarm. And I'm going to play my alarm for you. And my alarm just happens to be No Rain by Blind Melon. Which is, that's the song that just, you know, it's a nice, easy tune, and nice, breezy. And it just, it you know, starts my day off right. And a lot of times... I get annoyed.
It's a feel-good song, yeah.
Yeah. I get annoyed with whatever my alarm is, like the sound that it makes or whatever. But this has been my alarm for quite some time, and I still love the tune. I still love No Rain by Blind Melon.
Nice. All right, so here comes some Limlifter right into some Blind Melon right here. Thanks for listening.
Go to www.monoamonoradio.com after the show to vote or just to chat with us and to check out everything Mono a Mono.
Here it is on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a Mono!
Captain. shelter. We thrive in the shelter. We all get to be clear that I don't want to leave. We feel good in a silent green. Wake up.
It's not sane. It's not sane.